made private. Yeah, that must be the case. Hold on, now that I know that math
You're
class,
so young.
Yay! I know. Ew. What am I? That must be like summer school. Like too many years ago. Too many years ago. Are you sure it's not English class? Yay.
Yeah, whatever. Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Good. There's a goofy-looking kid with long hair. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's only two pictures, too.
I lost her profile.
Oh, well. Long too bad.
Time. Yeah.
Custom.
I feel like I'm being left out of the conversation. Because I lost her profile.
Can you even... You can see profile pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too much work, though. I don't remember that cop's phone number.
I can... It's probably still in my history. What area code is Tempe?
I think he was in 480. I can try and sign in to...
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay, hold on. All right, we're on the air.
Yay. I can hear me on my iPhone across the room now.
Hi, everybody.
See, Jen told you.
Now we're calling Officer Stoner.
You have reached the Tempe Police Department.
Oh,
the next available operator will assist.
Who's going to ask for him?
Con la policía de Tempe. Permanezca en línea.
I'll do it if you guys don't want to.
I'll do it.
I'll do it if you don't want to.
We all want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
What does this noise mean?
It's like a 300 baud modem or a TDD machine. Probably a TDD, because... Yeah.
Aw.
I should get a TDD translator thing for Skype.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we could see what they just did. Just then.
Tempe Police, do not hang up. Hold for the next available operator. Policía de Tempe...
They're all serious.
Hi, can I please have Officer Stoner?
Stone?
Yes, please, Officer Stoner.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, I'm looking to see if he's on duty.
Okay, no.
Did he call you tonight, or?
Well, he told me he should be back around this time.
Okay.
He is on duty today, though. Yeah.
Okay, and actually, he's on a call. Can I send a message to his car computer for him to call you?
His car computer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out on patrol.
So I can't reach him at the station today at any time?
Well, he's out on patrol. So he's on calls. And I can send a message to his car computer and have him call you back.
Does he have a car phone?
No. I can't. He's on patrol and he's actually out on a call with at a business right now, so I can't reach him.
But is he going to come back soon?
Oh yeah, he'll be back in his car and he'll see that I've sent him a message to call you. Do you
no,
want
is
me
he going
to
be back at the? Is there any way I can get him at the office today?
I don't expect him at the office. No, he's a patrol officer.
Because he gave me this number to call him back on, and I don't know how I'm supposed to get a hold of him.
I have an idea.
Send him a message and have him call you back.
I have an idea. The call that he's on right now at the business.
Yeah.
What business is it? And we'll call the business and tell them to put him on the phone.
That's a really
Did he
good
call
idea.
You?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He's at Walmart on Elliott
Perfect.
Road. Okay, that may be why he called.
Yes.
Probably.
Do you want their phone number? Let me see if I can. I may have a cell phone I can get him on. Just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Roy.
What is your name?
Roy.
Roy?
Roy.
Okay. Last name?
Gerbil.
Gerbil. Okay.
Yes.
Just a moment.
Oh my god, I got the Walmart number here. I can't believe she told me where he is.
How do you know she can't hear?
I don't care. Regulate is lolling. Regulate's lolling at us.
He's whatting at us?
He's lolling. L-U-L-L-L-I-N-G.
Hello.
Hi, is this Officer Stoner?
Yeah, this is Officer Stoner.
Can I speak to you? Please talk to my friend. 1 second.
Oh, hey, I'm Roy.
Okay.
You told me to call you back because I left notes on someone's car.
Well, I'm going to have to call you back. Oh, no, I'm busy with something else. I'm sorry.
No, it's really important.
Well, I know really it's really important, but I'm right in the middle of something else.
We want this matter resolved right now.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to call you back. I can't talk to you right now. You got a number I can call you back?
What's going on at Walmart?
We're in a phone booth.
What?
We're in a phone booth.
What's going on at Walmart? Are you fighting crime?
Who is this? Hey, Roy, don't be retarded.
Don't call me retarded. It's called autism.
Why don't you call and file a complaint? That way I can have your information.
She's not retarded, sir.
Anyway,
that's debatable. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Okay, officer.
He just called you retarded again.
Let's file a complaint.
Oh my god.
Well, I guess
should I maybe not have aggroed the cop? Because I'm pretty sure that was Lilsy.
Hey. Hey, hold on 1 second, and we're going to call the Walmart. I have the Walmart's number. Get him paged.
Where's the number?
Okay.
You got the right one, right? It's on Ellis Road or something?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Got it?
That was crazy. Neither one of us could say anything.
What?
Neither one of us could finish a sentence.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
You mean without laughing?
Yeah.
Thank you, Walmart.
Hello.
Hi.
No, me first. I need to page an officer in the store who's in the store right now. It's Officer Stone.
Stone?
Yeah.
Okay. Officer Stone to where?
Oh, just to pick up the phone. This is I'm with his work.
Oh, okay.
The Tempe Police Department.
The corporate office.
Call him a retard while you're at it. I'm gonna disappear and go watch The Office. I'll be back.
Aww.
All right, bye.
All right. No, I mean, like, it's 20 minutes. I'll listen while I'm watching.
Okay, bye.
Sure you
Okay, will. Bye.
We must be really boring.
I'm amused by us.
I am, too. That's all that matters. I should have said Stoner.
Do you want to talk to him when he comes on?
It doesn't matter. He's not going to talk.
Oh, okay.
Reese's now. That's awesome.
What?
I'm eating my Reese's. It's awesome.
Mmm, yum yum. Are we still in here?
Yes.
Oh. Is Jen there?
Oh, Jen? I don't think so. I think she wasn't, so we had to settle for not Brad.
Oh, I thought she might have came on after you started to show for some reason.
Not Brad made us impersonate a police department.
Impersonate?
To Walmart. Because he's like, yes, we're with the Tempe Police Department.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
He added that to...
We can edit him out. But no, yeah. What an idiot.
Damn you not.
I'm going to transfer your call one moment.
Okay.
Transfer my call where?
AP officer, can I help you?
Oh, no. We actually needed to speak with the police officer that's there.
Who is this?
My name is Chris Tompkinson.
Chris?
Yes, Tompkinson. I'm with...
Tompkinson?
Uh-huh. And the officer's name is Officer Stone.
Officer Stone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait 1 second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Who was that?
That was AP, Asset Protection from Walmart.
Oh...
Bad for saying Canadian 7-Eleven.
Hey, excuse me?
Yes?
Hey, yeah, he's kind of busy right now. Can I have your phone number so I can give you a call right back?
No, we're at a payphone.
You're on a payphone?
Yeah.
We're calling in a really important tip, actually.
I'm sorry.
We have to be anonymous.
Say again?
We have to be anonymous because, you know.
You have to be anonymous? You have a tip to give him?
Yeah.
Because
of other crimes related to what we're telling him.
Well, he needs your information so he can verify.
No, it's an anonymous tip.
I'm sorry.
That's what anonymous means.
Hey, what if we give
someone... Well, call the crimes... What's that line?
What if we give you...
He's asking for the number for 911. What's that number you called?
Hello? Dial 350-8311.
Okay.
No. But
what if we give you the tip? Alrighty. We give you the tip, and you can take credit for the tip. And
yeah, okay.
Be like,
we're going to tell you
like,
it, and you can just tell him. Lulz.
Yeah.
Oh, we should call back the police office and try to get his first name and then get his host address.
Yeah, they gave us his first name when we tried to call earlier this morning.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. But I can't remember what it was.
I don't think you're right. Are you sure?
Well, no, but I think so. Yeah, it should be.
You mean like them, or he put it on his answering machine, maybe?
No, I think the lady said his name to me.
You know, maybe
she's really free with the information, you know, telling us he's at Walmart.
Yeah, I know, right?
we should call up and like...
She's going to get in so much trouble.
What if we call up in 30 minutes and we'd be like, hey, we need to know what location Officer Stone's at currently. We need an update because he's left Walmart.
If it's the same, it would work if they have more than one girl, because she might have already got him calling her back and yelling at her. Did you just patch some random people through to my cell phone, Olivia? Or whatever her name is.
Olivia.
Oh,
he seems like an Olivia.
Let me call the new number we have for your phone number.
You mean iteration number 3?
Yeah, Isha Facey.
Isha feces
or Isha.
Okay. Are you going to ask for Samantha, or should I be Samantha?
Either way, I don't care. You can do it.
No, it's up to you too.
No. You go first. Watch it be like, this number's been disconnected.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Aisha. Whatever.
How many rings was that? Two rings?
I'm not sure.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Aisha.
I lost count again.
It was two. Who are we going to call now? Oh my god! Okay, you know how I had the theory that Andy Ho, the guy who with the $100,000 Mercedes, worked at the nail salon because I saw him parked behind there?
Oh yeah.
I was in the nail salon today getting my mustache and eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
And there was a business card on like the place where they put business cards, and one of them was for Andy Ho.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah,
did you get a business card? Like, can you take
one? Yeah, I did. Do you want to call him on his direct line?
Sure.
Okay, and his business card is for an auto selection.
An auto selection.
I wonder if they do repairs, because that could be really, really funny, asking him, like, hey, I got this note on my car, and apparently someone kicked my car in. Can you repair that?
Okay, what's his number?
Okay, I'm going to put it on here. There's two. I'll type direct line first.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's probably just the same one he called us from, but... And then get him really angry and then just say, kidding, it's Roy.
I thought you were going to go watch Lost, not Brad.
I was going to go watch The Office. Apparently all NBC is doing tonight is turning on Christmas trees in Times Square and shit. So. Ugh,
that's boring.
Brad, you're talking.
Really?
Yeah.
He sounds so excited.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I left a note on your car because you parked really stupidly.
What's that?
I left a note on your car because you parked so stupid on the street. You did such a bad job parking, and I'm calling to let you know that I left a note on your car.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
I'm alerting you to the note, so go out and get the note off of your car that I just left.
Yellow.
Because I want the satisfaction to know, of knowing that you're reading it. So go, put me on hold and go get the note off your car. Am I on hold?
Oh. Whatever. Do you still... Are there any car dings we haven't done yet?
Why don't you yell at him, Samantha?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Say you got punched in the face again. Sucker punched.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Dynasty Auto Selection?
What are you looking for?
Dynasty Auto?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
I was wondering if you knew where I could get a $100,000 Mercedes convertible.
I don't have it yet.
You don't have one?
Yeah.
You do not own a $100,000 Mercedes?
No, I don't have it.
I have you on recording saying that you own one, though. I am actually an adjuster with the insurance fraud board.
I think you have the wrong number, my friend.
You filed a false claim against one Mr. Roy Gerbeil.
You have nothing better to do in your life?
Sir,
he hung up. I think.
No, I don't think so.
It looks active. But I don't.
I think he set the phone down so he could go out to his car and look at the note. It shows it's still connected to me.
Maybe he's three-waying the police.
That's hot.
Hi, Tavachi.
I don't want to interrupt the call.
Hi, Tabachi.
Okay, so you're not a milk hog.
Oh, you fucked it up.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. I was hoping I could talk to the Audi guy, but I guess he's not here now.
It's a $100,000 Mercedes.
I've got the Audi guy's phone number. You want me to call him right now?
Who, Sal?
Is that...
The one...
No, not Sal. He's the one that Carlito called him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Carlito call. That's right.
Yeah. Here, this is for you, Tabachi.
Brad's so generous. Ask and you shall receive.
Hello?
Yo, you're the guy with the Mercedes? Or the Audi. You have the Audi?
No.
You sure, man? I think I dinged your car earlier.
Oh, that was him. I recognized his voice.
Funny how they all don't have the car. Who's Zixwa? Why are you calling a 1-800? Oh, 805. What's?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8.
He's not going to answer anymore.
Okay. Thank you.
What a jerk.
Yeah, man, you got some elite social engineering skills. Props to you, Brad. That was real hot, man.
Are you being sarcastic?
Is it that easy with AT&T?
With what? Which one?
Oh, the phone?
Yeah, earlier? The phone when you got the...
Oh, yeah, it's easy with every one of them.
Oh, wow.
We should do that.
I thought it might be see those stupid Canadians.
We should call some more phone companies and, like...
Where are you calling us? 647?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Aisha.
That's a pretty name.
She really doesn't want to answer a Skype call. Your face is a pretty name.
Ouch.
Let's call Carlito.
Yes, Carlito sends everybody greetings, and he says he'll probably do a show next week.
Oh, was he in the hospital?
He's not on
Skype. Yes, retina detached. So he had to lie down. Or he's been face down since Monday.
Oh, are you serious?
And like when he goes to the bathroom or whatever, he has to keep his head straight down. Oh yeah, I'm serious.
Excuse me.
I'm gonna see if I can stop by tomorrow and say hi to him. But I don't
you know him IRL?
Yeah, a little bit. I've only seen his wife. In real life, at a store, but...
How have you only seen his wife, but not...
Because she went through a drive-thru I was working at.
How did you know it was his wife?
Because he told me.
How did you put that together?
Oh my god.
Is his wife,
during all the rain we had, he said there was flooding, and it was like, I knew exactly where it was.
Oh my God.
And then it turned out that the one Starbucks I was at over the summer, his wife stopped there a couple times every week. So he described her.
And you knew who he was talking about?
Yeah, because she would get the big-ass pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, she's one of those.
Is that like how you remember hot girls in Starbucks?
Yes,
is that...
actually. I fall for all the ones who get peppermint drinks.
Oh, I got a peppermint drink yesterday.
Yeah, that kind of girl.
Really? But it was just a peppermint mocha. It's seasonal.
But it's more of a peppermint white mocha. But yeah, close enough. You're just a little dirty.
What your Starbucks drink says about you. New column by Tabachi.
Yes.
All you girls or boys call in and tell Tabachi what you normally order at Starbucks, and he'll tell you how much of an asshole you really are.
Actually, the assholes get Americanas.
Oh, I get those in the morning.
This is pointless to be talking about telephones.
Telephones?
Lito's gorgeous wife.
Gorgeous? Would you do her?
Tell us exactly what you would do to Carlito's wife.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to be with both of them.
What? At the same time?
with like, so laugh funny. Back Matt on Skype laughing.
That's the only way.
Yeah, he'd have to have his broad with him.
Yeah, so it's not gay.
Let's call. Oh, Matt's not on. I wonder what his hangover was like this morning.
We should call the hospital where Carlito is.
Because, do you think he even still gets hangovers?
His case is like really severe. So, like, if you mention his medical issues, like, they're gonna know him because he has a pretty severe issue.
Oh wow! Let's call.
Do you know his real name?
I want to get his chart switched. So, so that like,
yeah, like that's gonna happen.
No, it some works. Guy, it works like, in the movies.
Attached to retina ever.
It turns out he just had a broken foot or something.
Yeah, I'll get you the hospital number. I have to look it up.
No. I'm gonna end up doing something stupid. I think that's a horrible idea.
It is.
Oh man, I can't wait to hear Officer Stoner's next message on that number. Hi, Roy. I have your number, in case you forgot. Not very amused by those antics at Walmart today. That's exactly how he
He's going to be like, you know how I told you need to not ever call those girls again? I need you to not ever call me again now.
Brad, did you ever, authenticate a cordless phone with Target or whatever you're going to do that with?
Yeah, we did that. On Black Friday, on Friday.
Oh, wow. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. You weren't listening to the show last night?
No.
Ah, you jerk.
I might have skipped over that part or something. Did you record any pranks?
We only got like two recorded, and it's because...
I think you should replay them right now.
The operators, they don't put calls on hold too much, so I can't pick them up. So we only had a few opportunities to pick up calls.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Me and Evie hung out at Target for like 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
It felt like a stakeout or something.
What did you do to entertain yourself? Get drunk in the car?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, right. What did you do?
Oh, I don't know. Just hung out and talked.
Talked?
Yeah.
That's so gay. You talked for 6 hours?
Well, we plotted evil things.
Oh, okay.
While we listened to the radio and tried different things on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back there, though.
Can you play them now?
I don't know if I have them anymore.
What do you mean? They were a one-time thing just for the phone show?
Yeah, I probably deleted it. Here, I'll put
no,
it...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's deleted, but I can put it back.
No.
I'm getting it back right now. It was deleted, though.
Who's Rob Harkey? Let's see here. Wants to be my friend on Foursquare. He only has 4 friends. Who would I know?
Okay, ready?
Derek O. Ready for what? Oh.
Are you there?
Hello, who are you holding for? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Liz. I was actually calling because we bought... I did call the Kaiser store, right?
Yes, this is Kaiser. Can I help you?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we bought a stroller there last night. And there was a girl who was assisting me in the back, and it was one of the strollers that we'd registered for.
Yes.
And so we got the 10% off. And when I talked to her, she had told me that the box would be the exact same as the display, which was cream. And I asked her a few times, because on the box it had a blue picture, and she said, no, it will be cream, just like the display. But
it took her a minute to say all that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So I'm wondering, I guess, how we go about...
I'm sorry.
I know that you're only supposed to get one day for the 10% discount.
Ma'am, do you really think your baby gives a shit what color the stroller is? The baby doesn't care. The baby does not care what color the stroller is. You're being ridiculous. You're being a typical...
Are you kidding me right now? Do you seriously work for Target, or is this a joke?
Yeah, I'm the LOD here at Target. I'm just saying that the baby... It's a baby stroller, and you're only going to be using it for a year or two. So, get over it.
What,
it's just,
is your name?
My name is Kevin Minnick.
Oh my goodness, I am blown away right now. Okay. Well,
You're not
I'll
used
take
to
the higher management. Then, goodness,
they're gonna tell you the same thing, that you're being ridiculous and the baby does not give a shit. It's just a stroller. It's just a baby.
You need to watch your language.
Your baby is not special.
You need. Oh my gosh. I'm blown away. Honestly. Well, okay.
I don't know what to tell you, but it doesn't matter.
I don't need your help anymore. Thank you.
It doesn't matter, ma'am. Do you see what I'm saying?
All right, and this is the second call.
Well,
that was great.
On 2280.
Okay. Hello, who are you calling for?
I was actually just talking to the operator.
I see, and who are you holding for?
She was going to get a question answered for me about who Kevin Minnick, which I'm assuming is you, who your supervisor is.
Oh, you're calling to get me in trouble.
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay. I would like
to know who your supervisor is.
You're such a crybaby.
If you're willing to tell me, that's great. If not, I will find out on Monday.
Okay. Well, you're being a fucking crybaby. You know, like, first your stroller and now this. Like, why don't you just, like, grow some balls and not worry about it. Just be happy with your blue stroller. You know there's starving kids in third world countries?
I would like to know who your supervisor is. I will hang up if you don't give me that number.
Okay, let me get that. But while I'm looking it up, there's starving kids out there, and you're complaining about the color of your stroller. Do you know how selfish that is? Do you know
are you going to give me this supervisor
number,
or should I hang up?
I'm looking it up right now.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you face-to-face right now. If you talk with my wife like this,
Sir? Hello, I got the number here. Sir?
That's it.
That was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the whole Kevin Mitnick thing, especially on the call you guys did when he shut down the Twilight film showing.
I wonder if they've arrested Kevin yet.
Do you have Skype credits?
Do I? For what?
For Bengaluru, Karnataka.
I have $2.36. So I'll try if you want me to call something.
Okay, great. Okay,
hey, here's
our number.
I'm connected to the neighbor Wi-Fi, and I'm breaking.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Tabachi, is that picture a combined? His icon.
I don't know how to
avatar
paste
is
this.
Great. Okay. Invalid phone number. You're using the USA area code.
I'm not. That's just how it had it exactly.
Which country is it?
I don't know. Bengaluru.
Oh, God. I don't know that country code. Do you know the country code for Bengaluru?
Oh, it's India.
Oh, India?
For India.
Because Samantha thinks the country code is 1.
Okay. No, it's
9-1.
Oh, okay.
Or no, wait. It's either...
I'll try 9-1.
Like when you call India, it's a 1-1, then the 9-1. I know because I have family that works overseas. But I'm pretty sure it's 9-1.
Do you keep the leading 0?
Just Google it.
Okay, I'm going to try. Invalid phone number.
9-1 or 9... Wait, what was it again?
According to when I Googled it, it's 011 plus 9-1.
Oh, 011 just activates it on a home phone. But we're not on a home phone, so we leave that part off.
Okay.
01 or 011?
So it would be 9-1.
Okay, Brad?
Yes?
Can you please just figure out how to call India?
I can try.
This is way too confusing for me right now.
Nine one plus area code plus number.
But we already tried that, didn't we?
I think so.
Tried that.
Oops. Maybe I should take that first 0 out.
That's what I thought before, but then I thought that was stupid. I don't know.
Invalid phone number. Oh, we're just going to have to give up.
No. We're not giving up on this.
City are you trying to dial?
Okay, it's... hold on. Here's a new
because one. Because it doesn't use like a 3-digit area code. It can be 2, 3, or 4
that's
digits.
The number.
80, that's Bangalore.
Oh, there's an extra 8 in it now. Okay, here, I'll try it this way.
So you should be dialing a 9180, then 7 more digits.
Yeah.
It's got parentheses now. There it goes! Holy shit! Who is this?
Can I have room 1644, please?
Whoa. What the fuck?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Steve Wozniak?
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh, I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm your number one fan from Canada.
Oh, great. Glad to hear that.
We're friends on Facebook.
I can't talk too much right now because I just finally went to sleep.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just wanted to say hi.
First time in about a day. Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, my God, you're such a big jerk. You big jerk.
It's facebook.com/thesamantha if you ever want to be friends in the future.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to bear hug you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What the fuck was that? How did you know Steve Wozniak would be in India?
pastes everything on Foursquare.
Wait, what?
He how'd you know which room he was in?
He posted it on Foursquare.
Why would he post his room number on Foursquare?
I don't know. No, he posted his room number on Facebook. And he checked in on Foursquare.
Why? Okay, why would he post his room number on Facebook?
I don't know why.
Like, what was...
He said room 1644. 16 is a binary number, and so is 4, oh, so it's a room.
What the fuck? Let's call him back and say we're at the front desk.
No, no, I don't want to bug him. He was too nice.
Yeah, he was. I told him he was mean, though.
I don't know. I wonder if he's going to stop posting all this information on Facebook now. I should have, like, given him a pleasant warning. Like, you really shouldn't post this kind of stuff. I'm the reason why.
I didn't think I'd be pranking Steve Wozniak this evening.
Either did I. That was just a serendipitous sequence of events.
Let's call the room next to him.
And let them know that Steve Wozniak is next to him. Yes.
No, I was thinking, be like, hey, this is the American next door. You need to stop looking at me or something like that.
Will you stop banging on the damn wall?
Yeah, maybe they'll go kick Steve Wozniak's ass.
Did you guys really just get Steve Wozniak?
Yes.
Holy shit! Oh.
I'm like twittering right now about it.
Oh shit.
I heard that, and as it was happening, I was like, are they really talking to Steve Wozniak right now?
That's unbelievable.
You should have told me it was him. We could have done something crazy.
The tech support.
I wanted the surprise.
That was awesome.
It was an awesome surprise, Samantha.
It's your Christmas present.
Yay.
You guys, can I give you a number that you can call and you can ask for this guy? His name is Maynard Kruger. He works at Fridays. He's the manager to this Fridays.
That's the coolest name ever.
He was, I was bored earlier, so I was prank phone calling and I was pretending I was trying to look for a job there. And I just gave him a really hard time about his name, so I think you guys should call him too.
Okay. It's a deal.
Okay.
Are you posting his number somewhere?
Oh, let me see here. Copy and paste. Go.
Brad, can you confirm that that's his actual voice?
Whose actual voice?
Steve Wozniak.
I'm actually like listening to a YouTube clip right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely his voice.
It definitely does sound like it.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like him when we first called.
Cool. Yeah, he has 42,000 subscribers on the Facebook.
Well, if he follows you, Samantha, you're going to have, like, a shitload more followers yourself.
No, he's on Facebook.
Oh.
That's why I saw it. But yeah, he needs to tweet about it.
I'm giving Samantha a blowjob.
Brad, did you get the number?
Yes, I'm dialing it right now.
Yeah. When do you guys take it?
What is this again?
Maynard.
Thank you for calling TGI Friday's Time to Speak. This is Chris.
Can I have mustard?
Can you have who?
Maynard.
Maynard.
Mustard? Oh, hold on.
Hurry up. Come on. Jesus.
Mustard.
That was part of the joke.
Oh, God. I love it. Beck. That's a good song.
Is this new Beck or old Beck?
Medium Beck.
Oh. So good Beck.
Yeah. He's always good. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Come on, should Maynard.
Who's going to talk to Maynard?
One of you guys.
He got really offended when I called him Maynard Kruger for some reason, too, so. Yes.
Well, are you pronouncing it wrong, maybe?
No, his name is actually Maynard. I made up the Kruger part. It just sounds like it should go together.
Yeah, it's an awesome combination. I thought that was really his name.
No, just, I don't know what his last name is. It should be, though. I was applying to be a hoster, and he said I had too much of an attitude problem.
What's this that we just called? What business?
TGI Fridays.
Oh, okay. I'll say I'm the TGI Fridays corporate office.
Okay. So you got a complaint from a Todd.
Thank you for holding, Maynard. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And we're calling to confirm your information here. Your name is it Maynard Kruger?
Who is this?
This is Paul from the corporate office with TGI Fridays.
Paul, we don't get calls from a corporate office.
Well, you're getting a call right now. I know it's not, you don't usually get calls, but that's what's happening currently. So is your name Maynard Kruger then?
No, it's not.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Maynard. What's your name?
No, your last name.
And what's your name?
Paul.
Paul, what's your last name? And what's your employee ID number?
Seaver.
Huh?
Seaver is
your
my last name.
Your employee ID number.
No, you asked for my last
name. And you're not coming up as Carlson Restaurant.
Really?
You're coming up as unknown number.
Oh, dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. Are you prank calling me? Because we have *69.
Oh, don't *69 me. Because I can't get in trouble for that again.
I may have to.
I can't get in trouble for that again. Please don't.
Maynard, you're a son of a bitch, and this is me calling back from before, and now I have my friends.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Could you stop prank calling us? We have a business run here.
Okay.
Can you pronounce your name Mustard?
I just go ahead and *69 it.
Oh, okay. No, don't do that. Don't do it.
We'll turn the information over. Thanks.
Don't do it.
I love Maynard so much. He's such a dual, douche tool, dual.
Does he know who you are, like in real life?
No, he doesn't. He has no idea. I just randomly found that Fridays.
Thank you for calling TGI Fridays. This is Christina speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Kevin Mitnick from the corporate office. Could I speak with Maynard, please?
Sure.
Which Maynard's working? Is it Maynard Kruger?
Nope, you must have the wrong one.
Oh,
there's
which
Maynard Kruger.
Well, which Maynard, which last name do you have for your Maynard?
There's only one Maynard, Bodden.
Bodden?
Yes.
Like Boddon?
No.
Baudin.
Baudin? Uh-huh.
Does he have a Facebook?
Does he have a Facebook? And you said you're from corporate?
Yes, just put him on. Just forget it. Just put him on the phone. Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up. Come on.
Hey, you want to stop prank calling here?
Hi, is this Maynard Bodden?
Dude, seriously, don't you have anything better to do?
Not currently, no.
Which city is
not
this?
Not currently?
Which city are you working in, Mustard?
Colonel Mustard.
Facebook.com/Maynard.Baudin.
Are you sure this is him?
Yeah, it says it's
got to be him.
Yeah, it's in Orlando. And oh yeah, employer TGI Friday on his Facebook.
Oh, I didn't see that shit
on. This is totally Maynard Kruger. Kruger.
Kruger.
You can't talk tonight. Wow.
Should I add him as a friend?
Yes. Maynard. Yeah.
Add as friend.
I'm going to add him, and my first message is going to be, "Hi, Mustard."
Oh, Mustard.
Should we call
Before
back?
I was talking to him, I asked if I should call him May or Nerd. He did not, so I said I was just going to call him Nerd.
That's good.
I wish I recorded that call before because it was hilarious.
Let's call again and be the corporate office.
Oh, Tabachi, that's not cool. You can't Cactus Steve.
Steve who?
That's not cool.
Oh, come on.
It is Steve Wozniak, after all.
I don't support that.
Why?
I wanted to.
He's too nice to catch.
He chuckled. He chuckled. So.
We should
actually like when I dialed it didn't work, and I had to get an operator dial it for me and surcharge my phone bill.
We had to put parentheses around certain numbers, and it seemed to work.
I think yeah, we need to phone mob them.
But like doing it from a cell phone isn't cheap.
You guys, I do not support this.
What, Maynard is an Apple? Are you offended because we're messing with your trendiness?
What?
He's not even a member. He has nothing to do with Apple anymore. Maynard Kruger would definitely want to phone mob him.
No.
I agree with Tabashi.
It's not nice. He's too nice for you guys to be mean to.
Yeah, but he's rich, so it's okay. He has more money than...
No, that's not okay.
I just posted on Facebook.com/cacti radio. There's Maynard's profile.
Yes.
Everyone be friends with him.
I would say it's illegal, and you're being recorded.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Maynard.
Maynard.
Yes.
Don't be sad.
You think you would be a little bit smarter, so I've recorded your entire conversation.
We're recording it, too. We'll put...
So I tell you what.
We'll send you a copy.
The next call will be to you. How about that?
Okay.
Maynard,
okay.
We're your friend.
It's a deal, man. We're on.
We just got served.
Oh, my God. He's a sneaky little fucker. Maynard Kruger. I wonder why he chose that very moment in time to chime in.
I don't know.
Yeah, his tape recorder was running out.
We'll have to review the tape later and figure that out.
Oh my god.
That's pretty awesome.
They posted me on the Cacti Radio Facebook page. That's it.
He's like,
I'm putting his foot down.
He's stomping around the restaurant right now. I'm like, I caught those motherfuckers.
Shit.
I want to rescind my friendship now.
Bad fish. Just added Maynard. He said he's his new bestie.
Why is this Maynard?
Yep.
Samantha, put your grandma on again.
No.
Come on.
No.
Is she asleep?
No.
I think the new PLA radio could be on the calls to the notes left on the cars.
Yeah, that would work.
That's like a good topic. You can like do the whole setup and play some good calls.
I want to wait until I get arrested and end up in jail. So
sorry, what were we talking about?
I'll have a good climax.
What?
we're going to just keep doing it for a little while longer until I end up in jail over it.
For PLA Radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now Maynard's got your information.
Well,
so.
It's going to be harder for me to go to jail unless we do something great in Canada, too. We're going to have to even this out a little bit so we can be in jail at the same time.
Badfish says to call back and ask him where Dobie Gillis is, which I think is hilarious and probably none of you guys get.
I don't get it.
It's like an old 50s sitcom.
Dobie Gillis?
Mm-hmm.
The many loves of Dobie Gillis.
Yep. Actually, all the characters from Scooby-Doo are based on characters of Dobie Gillis.
Wow.
So you sort of know the sitcom.
How do you know this off the top of your head?
I read it on IMDb once.
Wow. I think we should ask him if he knows Dobie Gillis.
Maynard. I can't believe let's call him back. That Tabachi would cactus Steve after Steve was so nice to us. I'm really hurt about that.
Oh, come on.
It's okay. She's a Christian.
It's not that bad, Samantha.
It's okay, guys. We'll wait for Samantha to pass out, and then we'll call off Steve.
No, guys.
Why is it so bad?
I will call that hospital and pretend to be his wife and tell them not to accept any more calls. And then his, like, real family will call and it's an emergency and they won't be able to get through.
I got this one, guys.
Badfish.
Yeah, let's wiretap him.
Badfish, do you have, like, a torrent?
Thank you for calling TGI Friday's Hunter's Peak. This is Liz. How may I help you?
Yeah, can you please put Maynard on, please?
Who's speaking?
This is Dobie.
Okay, one second.
Okay. Dobie. Dobie Gillis looks like a little 50s guy.
Gilligan from Gilligan's Island was his best friend in that show.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually looking at right now. So that's not Dobie.
Thank you, Holtz. Maynard, can I help you?
Hey, Maynard.
Could we speak with Dobie Gillis, please?
Dobie Gillis?
Get it, get
that
it.
That is so clever. Please don't tell me you had to look that up.
Yeah, it took us a while. We had to do a lot of Googling, but this is what we came up with.
How about the Maynard Ferguson?
The many loves
of
Dobie.
Maynard from Tool?
Oh, you're just losing me now.
How about Maynard Kruger?
Tool, the band Tool? You've never heard of the band Tool?
No, what is that? Are they like... Are they like... Are they kind
of, it's a rock band.
They sing that one.
Oh.
You've got to be like 23. You've got to know who Tool is.
I don't
Anybody
know.
Older than you wouldn't be doing this.
So Tool's kind of like...
You've got to be like 21, 23.
We're of drinking age.
Well, that explains the calls. Okay.
Are we old enough to be hosters in your restaurant?
We're wiretapping you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you better pull up.
I just know that I did call my provider... And I asked them for the phone numbers for the last hour that's called here.
Oh, fuck.
Maynard.
So, we're totally
going to call back and find out what they say.
Huh?
We're going to call back a little while and just check up on you, see what they told you, just to make sure it's right.
Oh, no. They don't call that. They don't call that quick. They actually have to, you know, give me the information, stuff like that, and just turn it over. So it doesn't matter if you call *69 or *67 or anything like that. It doesn't matter because they can actually have that.
Maynard, yep. How much did your parents hate you?
So?
How much did your parents hate you?
Say what?
How much did your parents hate you?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yours.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. It's got to be like at least a 9 if they named you Maynard. Maynard Kruger?
It's Gaelic. It means gay? Great warrior. How about that?
He just said that he's gay.
You do look like one in your profile picture.
Awesome. Awesome. Why didn't you request me?
Hey, let's have Maynard hang out with us while we call Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, stay on the line, Maynard.
Yeah, dude, right. You gotta check this out.
Oh, wait, Samantha said we can't do that.
Yes, we can.
We were just talking to Steve Wozniak, Maynard.
Who the hell's Steve Wozniak?
He invented Microsoft.
He's one of their early founders.
Yeah.
Did you guys prank call him too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We told him Maynard Kruger was looking for him.
Namaste, this is regarding your luxury collection. How may I assist you?
Room.
Hello?
Room, which room?
1644.
1644.
I have the guest name.
Wozniak.
Prepare to have your mind blown, Maynard.
Hello? Hello?
Steve.
Hi. CactiRadio.com.
Yeah.
Please visit.
Steve, Maynard Kruger is here on the phone with us.
Cool.
Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Or do you want to go back to sleep? You pick.
Hey, how are you? Fantastic. You part of the pranking crew too?
Yes. Yeah, fantastic. Hello?
Maynard? Maynard is just really angry.
Why?
I'm angry.
Because he's the manager of a TGI Fridays.
That sounds interesting.
It's not. It's retarded.
Yeah, it's actually not. Like,
and you're retarded for thinking that.
That's Maynard okay. He's talking to.
Well, guess what? I'm just getting to sleep now for the first time.
Cactus?
Since long travel.
Cactus?
Pardon?
Hello?
Cactus?
Will you dream about cactuses tonight?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, I'm not dreaming about cactuses.
I gotta get some sleep right now. I gotta beg off.
Hey, okay. We need
Maynard. Stop calling Steve Wozniak, Maynard.
Why would I call Steve Wozniak?
Damn it, Maynard.
I'm going back to sleep. Thanks.
Goodbye, Steve. Steve.
We love you.
Will you at least tell him who you are?
Hugs and kisses. Oh my god. I think he fell off the bed. I think he knocked over his Segway. He knocked over his Segway hanging up the phone.
We talked to Steve Wozniak tonight.
Did you know Steve carries the with him all the time?
He's what?
What is he?
He carries 3 iPhones with him everywhere he goes. I'm not kidding. What? Yeah, I'm on an interview. He has one so that he can take calls. On the next phone, he uses it to surf like the web if he has to, and then on the third one, he does his tech support. He actually carries 3 iPhones with him everywhere he goes.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose, though, of multitasking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does, but I heard it in 2 interviews he did, and he actually carries 3 with him.
It's kind of like on Star Trek, whenever they handed you like reports on those little electronic organizer things, they'd hand you a stack of organizers.
Yeah, just like that.
That's
what is up with that?
Steve Wozniak's like living in the future.
Yeah, I heard that on NPR on 2 interviews he did.
Maybe that's
Maynard
why. Maybe
Kruger,
he's
how many do you carry?
Yeah, top that, Maynard Kruger.
Yeah,
little bitch.
I just can't imagine charging all that and stuff.
Maynard, we think you're a bitch.
He thinks we're stupid.
He's wiretapping.
He's tracing.
He's back tracing. Consequences will never be the same.
I still can't believe Maynard.
He's listening now.
He's listening. He's a listener.
He's yes.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that in 2 interviews. I'm like, so cool. I'm like, I'm calling my boyfriend in the middle of the night. I've got no girlfriend, so I'm just going to prank call people.
That about sums us up.
That is exactly
it. How you doing?
Maynard, stop denying your
attraction. I've got nothing to do. I'm just going to hold his hand right here, and I'm going to call people. Can I hold your hand?
Maynard, stop talking like such a
Can I hold your hand?
I got 3 phones. I got an iPhone. I've got nothing to do. I ain't got a girlfriend. I hear the girl hung up.
No, he has.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Your mom's calling. Hold on.
She's just mad at us because we pranked Steve Jobs again. Or, I mean, Steve Wozniak.
Maynard Kruger.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to his profile on Facebook.
I miss
so I can
Maynard.
Find who he's dating.
He's not dating anybody, but he likes Kristen Salisbury's photography, so we should call her.
Yes, we should. Maynard, are you still there?
Is he? Oh, he's gone.
He's fed.
I have a number for the photography woman.
Please, let's call her.
Okay, do it before he calls her, because he's scrambling to do it himself.
Yeah.
See if you can do a portrait without clothes.
3, 2, 1. Did you know that a famous ex-phone freaker like petitioned to have 3, 2, 1 be that area code in that area?
Who's taking this?
Isn't that amazing? Be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Whoa.
Be like, oh
Debatsy,
my God.
Do you got this one?
Sure.
What?
We're looking for Kristen Salisbury.
We didn't call anything that you wouldn't approve of while you were doing whatever you were doing.
Do you know what's really funny?
Hold on.
You missed a lot of epicness.
Not available.
Can you hang up? Phone,
please record your
message. Should I hang up?
When you have finished
recording,
leave a message.
Nah. Okay.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, I'm calling on behalf of Maynard Bowdoin, and he just wanted me to ask if we could take nude photography with you. So I'll give you another call back later at some point in time. Thank you. Bye.
What I was going to say is that I had it muted on Skype, but thought it wasn't muted on Skype and was muting and unmuting with like my laptop. And I was talking and you guys were just ignoring me. And then I realized it was because I was actually muted on Skype.
That's something Matt does all the time.
And I was really mad that you called Steve Wozniak.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't try to stop us.
So, you just didn't hear me.
It's basically your fault.
She's probably screaming.
She's probably like, Steve, don't listen to that.
I was. I was like, Steve, I'm sorry, please.
You reached Roxy. I am not available right now.
And like when you were talking, like asking for his number, I was like saying other numbers to try to like
answer.
And then she still connected you. I was like, how the fuck?
Are we calling her burner phone? That shit look
like my breakfast. I gotta remember to. I'm trying to call Roxy.
You read Roxy. I got my OJ.
Everybody said to do another fast rap to this beat, so I said okay. Whoa. Faster, the whole damn bottle is gone, and I'm challenging Busta, Watsky, and Twister. Let me give you rap. Nah,
cook with me now. I'll make you pay. You've reached Roxy.
Stupid Roxy.
Speaking of celebrity acquaintances and weird showings, there's a shooting range here in the southern part of PA, about 20 miles from where I am, and Lady Gaga has been known to show up there, and she actually was taped 2 weeks ago at the shooting range.
Like where they go to shoot guns?
Yeah, she's been there before, and like all the locals all the locals like spread the word. But last weekend, she was actually sighted at the range. It's in a place called West Earl.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess. I don't know how to stalk that though, and plus, it's probably a dude, anyways.
Oh my god!
What?
I'm still so sad I failed to protect Steve.
It's been like a whole day of disappointments for you.
I know.
But you have to admit, that's pretty crazy. Think about Gaga shooting a gun with her boyfriend.
No, that's not crazy at all. She's a real normal person.
Yeah. Her boyfriend lives near, on the southwest side of Philadelphia somewhere.
We should get his address.
Who?
Well, I know which school he was at. I think they even posted in the news, so if like you would find the alumni and stuff, you could probably get it.
Let's do it right now.
My friend sold pot to Lady Gaga's drummer one time.
Oh my god, yeah. Cool.
I didn't believe him, though.
I would leave him.
Oh.
I totally believe you.
We need laugh track Matt to break these silences.
Sorry, I'm watching.
Because during the silences, he'll do our thing and he laughs. They talked about some broad.
Doesn't look like he's on right now.
No, he's probably at the CVS.
I need the crickets noise.
We'll get a number. You should, let's see.
Congratulations, you have a baby boy. LOL, it's just a stillborn.
Where's the group chat?
Here, I'll type in it.
Lost. Oh, there we go. Thank you, sir. You sure typed.
Yep, all over the place. I should try Roxy again. She just texted me right before I tried to call her.
You don't have, like, her real, real phone number?
I think I do.
I thought that was just, like, a burner phone.
Oh, maybe it is.
Because I have a different number listed for her.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Nuh-uh.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Oh, I mixed her numbers up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm dumb.
We're all dumb. Somebody's laptop fan is on.
It's Samantha. Samantha!
What?
That's not the number I have for her.
Well, it has her. It's her voicemail.
Well, who cares? Like, see, first we're giving the world Steve Wozniak's number, and Tabachi's calling them like a stalker. And now we're giving Tabachi Roxy's number.
No, that's not her number. I have a different number.
You reached Roxy. I am not available.
We're not giving out Roxy's number.
To Tabachi, to at least one person you are.
Oh, she doesn't care.
And he's going to stalk her.
No, she calls in all the time on the phone show under her number without being anonymous.
But I have a different one for that.
Oh. Well, maybe I've got the real one. But she calls in with the real one all the time.
Oh.
Hmm.
So she knows people are going to get her number.
Oh, okay.
Settle down, Samantha.
I just get so protective sometimes.
That's okay,
it's not
you're
Steve
fine.
Wozniak, it's Roxy.
Hey, let's call Steve Wozniak again.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Just once.
No, Brad. He's sleeping.
Just 10
like,
times.
Like, call him in the morning.
It's probably like a rundown place that doesn't have phone jacks, so he can't even unplug the phone.
No, it's like a Starwood hotel.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up.
Let's call other rooms in that same hotel, but just not his.
Why?
I don't know.
We can do that at any hotel. We should call the Roadway Inn.
But it'll be this hotel that Steve Wozniak's in.
It's not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
That's so stupid.
Hey,
hi, Roxy.
We're leaving you a message. Assuming you're really Roxy.
Roxy.
Okay, what was Steve Wozniak's room number? Just so I know and I don't say it by accident.
We're not.
1644.
Let's.
1644.
No. It's okay, Samantha. Nobody. Okay.
No,
we have to set rules. No one is allowed to send anybody to Steve Wozniak's room. There will be none of that.
Hello, I'm trying to reach room 1644. Yes.
No. I hung up. You broke the rules.
I break rules all the time.
You should follow the rules, like Rappy McRapperson.
Thank you for
yes, sir.
Don't break the rules, make the rules.
I made a rule that you're really cool.
Hey, you bad fish.
It's a lyric.
Hi.
I promise.
How was your meal?
It was good. Brown rice, spicy sweet turkey, and mac and cheese.
Hey, if we call that front desk lady at the Indian Hotel, we could pretend to be the corporate office. And get Steve Wozniak's information.
Say you're from Apple headquarters.
Yes. Apple headquarters is more important than in the corporate office.
What do you mean? You want to on air steal Steve Wozniak's card number from an Indian hotel?
That's the best idea ever.
That's actually one of the world's worst ideas.
Best idea.
TBH.
Let's call this Steve Jobs,
and we'll get the
from beyond the grave.
We'll get the front desk.
Yeah, use the God voice.
we'll get the front desk to call Steve Wozniak and get more credit card numbers out of him.
No.
While we listen.
No, this is not happening.
Hang up on Samantha. You're going to be a mom.
If she just loves, we can call him Steve in the morning.
That's what.
Isn't it the morning there? Because it's India.
No.
Yeah.
He's tired.
It'd be a.
Doesn't matter what time it is. We need to give him at least 8 hours. He's, do you
got
understand?
That, he's got that thing you're talking about, Samantha.
The time is 8:30 in the morning.
What's that problem, the disorder when you sleep at the wrong hours?
Shift phase.
Jet lag.
Wait, delayed sleep phase syndrome.
Yes, that's it. That's what Steve Wozniak has.
Okay, we're not going to call Steve Wozniak to ask him if he has delayed phase of sleep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Steve, no, you guys.
This is your doctor.
What?
I want to tell Steve I'm his doctor.
No. You can call him after he's had a nap. But do you want to call the police station and try to find out where Stoner is now?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let's do that.
I was talking to Brad.
Oh, the police station. All
right, sorry. Yeah.
Here, let me check my email. I'll see if he left me a voicemail. I do not see anything new.
I found a tranny for $300 on Craigslist.
Yes.
Nice.
That's a bargain. Okay, the police station. The area code
you're
was.
Usually,
huh?
You're usually really paranoid about stuff like that with enforcement, law enforcement, and contacting them.
Sort of, but he called me first, and I don't want to prank him.
You're usually like, oh, we can't call them, we can't talk to them.
Well, I don't want to prank him.
We did prank him.
Should I not call? Now no, you're making me paranoid.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to hang up, and we're going to call Steve Jobs.
No!
Yeah.
Not Jobs or Wozniak.
Okay, let's call
his phone number. Oh, that's right. He's dead. I'm sorry.
From beyond the grave.
Here's the tranny.
Ooh. I like
somebody
it.
Else do it. I'm not like a. I'm not sure if I'm very good.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, saw your ad. Would you be up for a meeting?
What's that?
What do you like? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir. This is John from the corporate office.
I couldn't hear him. He was breaking up.
John from the corporate office. You're going to need to stop talking immediately.
We have a new policy. Did you get the facts?
Balls out from now on.
The voice wasn't very attractive. It turned me off.
Yeah, me too. I was all excited when Nick mentioned tranny, but now, nope.
And he was breaking up, too.
I'll try to find some more stuff. In the meantime, we should call Wozniak, ask Jobs.
See, yeah. Again, I just did the same thing. Hey. I was talking to you. But, okay, anyway. No. Can we hang up on Tabachi?
He has bad ideas that get people in trouble.
Yeah, I don't like Tabachi anymore. For today.
No, so I'm on your ban list.
Who is this, Brad?
This is Tammy.
Who's Tammy?
Tammy Dodson.
Who's Tammy Dodson?
Here, I'll send you a link.
Are we doing open book calls?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul from Facebook with the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And we just noticed that you got a new cell phone number, and we're going to need to update that with our system right now.
Okay.
Okay. So what is your new cell phone number?
It's
405-882-1237.
Okay. And what is your ATM card's PIN number?
I don't have an ATM card.
Oh. What's the last four numbers of your social security number?
I don't feel comfortable giving that out on the phone.
That's good, because I'm just a hacker.
Dun, dun, dun!
Who is this?
My name's Kevin.
This is Steve Wozniak.
Oh. Yeah, that's my friend Steve Wozniak.
And Roy Blankenship.
I invented Linux.
Roy Blankenship, he invented... God, I don't know. It was something huge, though.
Really a big huge. Old thing. He's just got it in the front yard.
He's got his own Wikipedia. So it's serious.
Yeah, the Maynard call was really funny, by the way. I have to tell you that now.
And he's still listening right now.
Is he really?
He has to be. Yeah. Yeah, I looked at the IP addresses listening as he connected. And I'm watching it, and it's still on.
Oh.
I'm lying. I'm lying. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I probably could, but why would I?
Because it's fun.
You had me fooled, Brad.
I got you.
Hey, somebody's got a bunch of He-Man collectibles.
Really? Do they have a phone number?
Yeah. Yeah, basically I go to Craigslist and I like type in a, 314-618, whatever.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And try to find something interesting and think that, you know...
This is Nia. You guys should talk to her.
Hello?
Nia?
Hello?
Nia? Nia?
Who's this?
This is Roy. I'm from enforcement of Facebook policy committee team. And we need to let you know that you can't have that much cleavage in a profile picture for someone your age.
For 22?
Yes. You need to be at least 25 to show that much cleavage.
On my profile, the profile picture?
Yeah, the one where you're holding the phone. I believe it's a BlackBerry Torch in the mirror. So you're going to change that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Slut.
Now we gotta watch her profile. Oh, you should have told her right away. She probably will right away though.
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell her right away.
Okay, I'm gonna open her profile in another window so I can keep an eye on it.
Okay, me too.
It'll be hilarious.
Timestamp those screenshots, boys. I need to pee a little bit.
Go do it. We'll call we'll call Steve Wozniak while you're gone.
No.
It's either that or pee on the phone.
I don't have any problem with peeing.
Let's have someone run their truck into his hotel.
Can we send up some extra towels to his room?
Of course.
No, but we gotta do that all tomorrow. Not when he's sleeping.
Oh my god, hacks.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Oh.
Hey guys, you should call Steve Wozniak and do the killer robots prank.
No, That's a stupid idea.
That is probably the best idea all.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
We're not calling him back until he's had some rest.
Yeah, let's save
120%.
What if we save it for tomorrow? Cause
yes, we can do whatever we want tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's call Steve and say you got killer robots and he's building with old Apple parts.
Wait. We'll call him and say we're with national security and we need his expertise because the robots are made from Apple's motherboards.
Okay, we don't know about the machine language function.
We need to know what command to yell at it to get it to shut down.
We need to tell him how many turtles he needs to put on the screen to make it go.
See, by tomorrow we'll have an awesome prank worked out.
I bet he'd stay on the phone and chat.
Yeah, he was on a conference with us like 10 years ago.
Yeah, you told me. And he stayed on for an hour or something, you said.
I think so, yeah. He stayed on longer than I did.
That's funny. And remember, he was like, Maynard's like, are you with the prank guys? And he's like, yeah. Fantastic.
I wonder if he's really pissed right now or if he thinks it's awesome.
I don't think he thought it was awesome. His laughter was not.
He doesn't know what you think. When you're jet lagged, you just don't think.
He's got to be used to this kind of thing by now, though.
No, you would think so, but he doesn't.
Hello?
Hey, Billy Joe.
Hi.
This is Kevin from Facebook with the corporate office.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I needed to let you know that the picture you have as your profile picture, it's showing too much cleavage. And you need to find a different picture that's less cleavage. Because it's inappropriate.
Less cleavage?
Yes, it's inappropriate what you have up there right now.
Who is this?
This is Kevin from Facebook, from the corporate office.
Are you serious?
Yes. So you need to change your picture so there's less cleavage and then there won't be a problem. Because we don't want to have to delete accounts.
All right.
For breaking policy. So if you could change that immediately, maybe get on there and see.
Yeah, as soon as I'm off the phone.
Okay. I'll let you go, and then I'll watch it, and I'll make sure you change it. So no tricking me. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Nick and I posted some cactus-related numbers.
Acid Pez is confusing me with all that banging around stuff. What should I do? I'm sorry.
Nick and I posted some cacti-related numbers. Sales of
golf
aloe vera plants, succulents, etc.
Yeah, and I've got a cactus brand golf club at back.
Hey, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, baby.
Hello. I have noticed that you did not change your picture yet. We've been refreshing the page to monitor your changes, and nothing has popped up. Hello?
Yes, what are you talking about?
You know what we're talking about.
Is this Nia?
No.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to call Nia.
Talk to my friend.
Wait, no, this is... this lady has a cactus bag golf club thing for sale on Craigslist.
Right.
Ma'am, is that still available?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to pick it up. We're going to come over right now.
Just ignore everything I said up to now.
Yeah,
and
pretend we're starting over.
Okay now.
Start over.
We're coming over right now. We're in the car. Can you give us your address?
It's too late now. If you'd like to call back tomorrow, you can.
No, we work nights, so it's got to be right now.
It's only 9:15.
Sorry.
No, bye. It's going to happen. It's... I should be like, I'm going to hire a PI to get your address so I can come over right now.
I need those cactus golf club and bag.
I was so confused.
That's kind of funny.
Okay, this is the big coffee grinder.
Oh, nice.
Who's doing it?
Oh, and there's something else. Cock Holiday gave us, and we really need to call that. But I can't say what it is yet.
Well, it better not be Steve Wozniak.
No, it's not. But maybe you should go use the bathroom right now.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Hyman.
Hyman?
Hyman?
That's a great name.
Okay, okay.
No.
Hyman Smegglefoot.
Okay. If this works out, this is Maynard's co-worker's cell phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Cot Holiday just sent this to us. And if he's still listening, he's going to hear this. He'll be like, oh, shit. But what should we say to him? We should do something really awesome.
Is it a guy or a girl?
I forget. Hold on.
You always do
it just says it's the co-worker's cell phone number. He didn't say. Way to go, Cock Holiday.
What's going on, guys? You've reached Aaron Hardy's cell phone. Leave me a message.
Aaron Hardy. Let's ask him to give Maynard a ride home from work because his car broke down.
Hello?
Hi.
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 Hi. Hey, I'm a friend of Maynard's, and he, his car broke down at TGI Fridays. Will you go pick him up?
You're a friend of Maynard's?
Yeah. He has friends, you know.
Yeah, I never said he didn't.
Okay, well, don't be a jerk about it. He just needs you to pick him up, though.
Wow. Don't be a jerk about it? Well, why don't you put Maynard on the phone, because you sound like an idiot.
No, he's not around, but you need to go pick him up from work.
No, I'm off that, bro.
No, he asked me to ask you.
More, what's that?
He asked me to ask you to.
Okay, well, have him call me.
Okay.
Cool.
Fine. That didn't work out. All right, Steve Jobs. I mean, Steve Wozniak.
Brad!
Just kidding. Is it time to end the show?
Yeah, and then we'll talk
after. End the show after you call Steve Wozniak and kill a robot.
No, we'll just shut up and die of cancer like Steve Jobs, asshole. I was joking.
Oh, we need to see, did either of those people change their profiles yet?
Oh, and we need to call...
Billy Joe has not.
Neo hasn't.
Call Officer Stoner yet?
Stoner. Oh, no, we never called Stoner back.
I think we decided against that.
You decided against that.
It was someone else's fault. They made me paranoid that I shouldn't fuck with cops.
Yeah, because it was Tabachi. I told you, he ruins everything.
And he's the one that wants to prank Wozniak, too.
If this were Survivor, he'd be off the island.
Do you hear that, Tabachi?
Tabachi staying, and we call him Wozniak.
No. Vetoed.
I'm just going to call him myself after we all hang up.
Oh, no.
You're cool.
I promise I won't participate, Samantha.
Okay, do you want to...
I won't record it or anything. I'll just laugh when he posts it on Facebook.
You are stupid.
That's the best.
Okay, end the show, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Samantha demands that we all end the show.
Goodbye.
So it's all her fault.
What did we learn today?
Filthy Canadian's fault. Go back to friggin' Canada.
Yeah.
You told me. Canadians.
I sure told you.
Oh. What'd you learn, Samantha?
I learned Tabachi's an asshole.
Take that, Tabachi. What'd you learn, Tabachi?
1 + 1 = 2.
Yay. What'd you learn, Nick?
I learned that Steve...
Oh, God, I don't care.
Operator 92, Albuquerque Police Department.